Kenya has voted for a new ruling party for the first time since its independence. Election officials in Kenya say opposition leader Mwai Kibaki won Friday's presidential election. His National Rainbow Coalition, or NARC, broke the 39-year monopoly of the Kenya African National Union. NPR's Jason Bobian reports on a victory that may be larger than one man.
Kenyans took to the streets of Nairobi today chanting "Rainbow, Rainbow" to celebrate Mwai Kibaki's victory. Just before sunset, the Electoral Commission officially declared that Kibaki had defeated Uhuru Kenyatta from the ruling Kenya African National Union, or KANU, party. Kibaki's supporters danced on the roofs of minivans and rickety buses, heralding what many Kenyans believe will be a new era for their country. During the last decade of President Daniel Arap Moi's 24-year regime, Kenyans have come to view their government as being riddled with patronage, bribery, and fraud.
Since we get independent in 1963, KANU was in the power for all those years, dividing and ruling Kenyans.
Lazaro Amundi says President Moi and the KANU government have destroyed Kenya.
Poverty is too high. No jobs. And investments don't want even to come to invest in our country. That's why Kenyans have decided to push KANU out.
Under the National Rainbow Coalition, Kibaki brought together Kenya's often fractious opposition. The 71-year-old Kibaki is no stranger to Kenyan politics. A graduate of the London School of Economics, he was the Minister of Finance under Kenya's first president, Jomo Kenyatta. Kibaki later served as vice president in the 1980s for President Moi before becoming a leader of the opposition. He ran unsuccessful campaigns to unseat Moi during Kenya's first multi-party elections in 1992 and in 1997. Those elections were marred by ethnic violence, which left hundreds of people dead. At a press conference earlier today, Kibaki praised Kenyans for the relatively peaceful manner in which they conducted this year's election.
And I'm calling on every Kenyan to remain peaceful so that our energies, our efforts should be directed towards development of the country and not fighting amongst ourselves.
Kibaki said his first task in office will be to tackle government corruption. Kibaki also said he plans to trim what he calls excess baggage.
People who are being paid salaries for no effective contribution to the economy of Kenya. So there is a lot of people who are being paid for nothing.
On December 3rd, Kibaki was in a car accident while on the campaign trail. Due to Kenya's poor healthcare system, another symptom of the country's current problems, Kibaki went to London for treatment of a broken arm and sprained ankle. During the final 4 weeks of the election, Kibaki didn't campaign at all. David Makawi with the Media Institute in Nairobi says this didn't hurt Kibaki because most people weren't really voting for Mwai Kibaki, the candidate.
You see, the people are not supporting Kibaki deliberately as Kibaki. They're supporting NARC, the movement for reform. They see NARC as the vehicle for change.
Kibaki is wasting no time orchestrating the transition from KANU to his own NARC administration. He's ordered a swearing-in ceremony for himself tomorrow morning. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Nairobi.